Back to another episode of the Self Development with Tactics podcast. Today we're gonna do something in Rhino / Grasshopper. What I just find so incredibly interesting about it compared to Houdini, for example, is I'm having this precision of CAD software, it being Rhino. And on the other hand, I'm having this computational, speculative, very experimental way of designing things and making things in Grasshopper. And for me, it just really makes sense, you know, that people are using it. And I've done an enormous amount of research on that for quite some time, indeed. You know what, especially SCI ARC. So the Southern California Institute of Architecture, what they're doing with Grasshopper. I've seen some programming stuff there, and also what UCL Bartlett, what they're doing. So Bartlett School of Architecture, what they're doing. And it is really interesting. I'm not always quite sure what they're doing, and but very often I have already seen that they are indeed also using Grasshopper, as we are also doing it in Innsbruck. I mean, there is a clear connection that one can see there. I don't know if this is a general thing, if this is, you know, what people are doing in those experimental schools nowadays, if this is, like, you know, everywhere present. But I also certainly do not necessarily care about that either. It kind of bothers me that I'm having something in front of me. Anyway, I really do hope that this is gonna work out fine today. It is often the case that, you know, things crash and I have to restart, and I'm really going to make sure that this is not going to happen today. So yeah, I don't think that I'm gonna start 100% parametric today. Can you see that as well? Yes, actually really well, even better than I'm seeing it. That is interesting, but I could make it bigger though. I could make it bigger though, because, you know, probably there's something, you know, I see way less than you're seeing, so this should be fine. This is probably gonna fuck things up there. Yes. So let's have it like this. I think this should be fine. It should be good to go. And yeah, let's see. I think today it's gonna be pufferfish day. It is a really useful and a really cool one. I enjoy working with it. Period. Yeah. I most often have to just, you know, see what things are doing, what we could do. Yesterday I've been able to actually achieve something rather great, rather interesting, so to speak. But, you know, it's often quite difficult for me, and especially coming from Houdini quite, where you basically do anything, or you are doing anything, and, you know, something cool is a product out of that, or from that. And, you know, this is just, it also feels more precise. It feels more like, okay, this is what I want to do, and it is very conscious. And I like that. I really do. Vector star. What is a vector star? I don't really know. Anyway, I think I do want to make some sort of a building. That's for sure. So I guess that I'm gonna start with a rather, you know, something like this, maybe. What I these days really like is having a base geometry, like a simple cube, and then deforming it. And really often I, you know, some interesting shapes happen to be generated. We could also, I mean, let's go bonkers today. Maybe let's twist that shit. I never ever know how this is working. Let's go mid and mid. Let's go to dismid, and let's see what is happening there and what we're able to achieve here. I mean, this is what I mean. I'm having an already really interesting form, but it is so tremendously precise that is just the beauty of it. What I do not necessarily like is this being, let's do it again, but not that much maybe. Maybe just not that much. Maybe something, yeah, not that much, does exactly the same. Maybe something like this. Yes. Maybe this is also gonna be the geometry. Let's just, you know, fuck this one. let's see. Front, no, I wanna have the right side. You know, also the ability to just, you know, work so precise. This is what I definitely enjoy. What did I wanna do now? Yes, there we go. I don't know why these days there's something going on with the seaplane often being incorrect, but I will take it. I will indeed take it. Can't I also move to Remora? I mean, let's just do it. Let's just eyeball it. Doesn't have to be too precise for what I'm doing today. Then I'm willing to copy that. And I'm willing to turn that exactly 100 degrees. Does this... Ah, okay, I probably have to mirror this one then. Like that. And now we're having some sort of building-ish type of thing. Now I do want to create another geometry and place it onto this one. And then we're seeing what happens. So for this other geometry, maybe we are actually going ahead with... It should be something a bit more fragile, maybe. Can you actually see things well? No, you probably should. And I'm also willing to twist that one. But not like banning it, but in and of itself, like via the Z axis quite. So I might have to start then like this and that and then twisting it, yes. Can I also give you a degree then? Preserve structure, no. Well, let's just do this then. I mean, this is cool, isn't it? I don't know. No, maybe it's just me, but but I like it. I really do. But I don't like this one. It feels a bit... I mean, when I'm looking at this, let's actually save that. Can you also see that? No, you can't. Wonderful. Let's just name it something. What I dislike about that is... it looks a bit boring. So, maybe let's twist that one as well. While... Hopefully... Well, definitely not preserving what it was before, but maybe it's not that bad. I mean, we could bool it. But it has something, I don't know. I mean, this gap is a bit strange. And we could definitely also... Can't we just also, let's have a look here, and let's move it right to there. And let's just use this vertex and move it right to there. And now it should kind of fine. It's not 100% fine, but I'm fine with it. I really am. Yeah. I will take it like this, I guess. So it's not the most innovative thing, of course not, but for me it is really fine. Now I wanna use blah, 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 blah. You can still see things. Some sort of, yes. So not the, the, yes. Right. twisted box. I wanna have surface trim, blah, 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 blah. Twisted box pipe. Twisted box array. No. Mesh boolean twisted box. I mean, I don't know if one day I'll be like, well, I need all of them. I kind of hope, because this might mean transform twisted box, morph to twisted box. I think this is the one that I want to have. So I'm having a geometry. In this case, it is a prep as far as I can tell. And it's... okay. So we're gonna just use a geometry then. Since it also takes just a geometry as... are these two? Can this be the case? No. Set one geometry because I have, unfortunately... then we need a bounding box. Let's... yes, of course. Also, having the ability to really easily, for example, by just doing that and using Y, as far as I know, to, you know, cut through those lines is really great in Houdini. And one is not able to do that. Morph. Okay. Morph geometries from reference boxes to target twisted boxes. Okay, so that this is the reference. So this one, and then we are having twisted box from corner points. Well, you can also do that. Great. What I want to have now is... have I forgotten how to do this? No. Twisted box mesh. Create a layered array of connected twisted boxes on a mesh from the faces. No. Twisted box consecutive. Create a layered array of connected twisted boxes consecutively between a set of surfaces from the main dividing. No. Twisted box surface. On a surface from a thickness between surface from no twisted box array. Twisted box sweep tube. It should probably deform twisted box. Okay, interesting. Not twisted box surface. This should be it. So we may add another geometry. This one and this one as well. Okay. Set multiple geometries. What is happening? I want you and you and then... yes, there we go. Okay, so we might also, first of all, join those two, or we're gonna turn them into a mesh, but maybe we also just gonna use one like this, but it's also not from prep, from prep to surface. What are the other options? We have surface, we have a mesh, and we have curves. We could also try deconstruct prep. I don't, by the way, know if this is like faces, edges, vertices, faces. Yes, now all of the faces are having one thing there. I'm gonna save this once again. This is fine, but I don't want it to crash. Because it's already about to. And that is the beauty of it. The beauty of it all. Things crashing all the time. Things, I think this is the biggest issue that I've been facing lately. Maybe there are some tricks to that. Maybe I shouldn't be doing things in certain ways, but very often I'm seeing that that Rhino is not too good at handling maybe mildly complex geometries, but maybe this is also just what I'm doing here. I don't know. Could also be the case. Maybe it is even more complex than I think it is. Can definitely be the case, you know. Now we're having a... I think it is a tessellation, isn't it? But it is definitely not in the way I thought it will be. I would have liked it to... What? Shouldn't I have... Oh, I've done it the wrong way. Bounding box. I wanted a bounding box. Not some rectangle here. Okay. Good. But now I know that there is also a bounding rectangle. That's amazing. And it does the same practically. Because, and this looks kind of strange, because of whatever reason, but it may be a tiny bit more interesting. Yes, it is a tiny bit more interesting. But the question is, what if I turn that? What if I turned it 100 degrees? Yeah, definitely like that. So it does calculate something. So apparently, this changes things. So I do have the hope that if I once can choose the right action to... There we go. I hope this changes something. Have I actually clicked two times the wrong thing? And yes, it does change something. It makes things more interesting. Would be nice. There is a connection, as far as I can see. Yes. Do I want that? Is that cool enough? Do I think it is cool? I mean, there is also a thickness that we could... Thickness, then the amount of tiling, as far as I understand. W, whatever this is. Okay. Then refitting it, and then point sample. We could also quickly have a look whether... offset surface, whatever that is. What is plane? Flip plane, okay, nicely. Unroll poly surface, mirror cut poly surface, which is also quite interesting, you know, mirror cutting things multiple times and then seeing what comes out. I've seen some interesting examples there already. Average, blah, 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 blah. Slide within transform, mass transform, move to point, scale. What are we having with the twisted boxes? Tween through twisted boxes. Average twisted boxes. Twisted box surface. It's consecutive surface between a set of surfaces from domain dividing parameters. I mean, yes, I think that I wanted it to be like a shell, but maybe twisted box, what is this drip variable? create connected with the boxes along two real curves from a separate set of domain dividing parameters. Twisted box two curves, twisted box curve. Create connected twisted boxes along a curve from domain. That is actually very interesting, or can be very interesting. I do assume because there's still like a bit of an issue there that we might solve in that way. Let's have a look quickly. I do wanna disable that. And then let's just do a 10. Okay. I think that I don't want to have that. Do I? It might not do what I thought it does. I mean, it is interesting, don't get me wrong. It is interesting. This is thickness. This is division parameters along surface. And this is division parameters along thickness. So it greater than on surface. Can I? It is a zero, so. And P is point sample. So I mean. Okay. One is having one. And two is already fucked up. So when I get rid of this, I'm having quite a few there. Or, okay. This is per row? No. Maybe let's just, you know, turn it into something like this and see what we can do. Now, maybe it's also not really doing what I thought it does, but this is also quite interesting. Having some sort of a, maybe let's just enable that for a second. I mean, it looks shit. Okay, that's doable. I don't like it, but it's doable. And this is one thing at a time. By the way, the thickness, there actually doesn't have to be a tiling of the thickness. Maybe there needs to be a tiling of the thickness. I don't think there should be, or has to be. But maybe there has to be a thickness. I mean, this is interesting. Kind of. I don't know. I'm still a bit confused that the parameters are not really working as I thought they would. But this looks a bit better. It's a bit. Maybe let's turn it to 2 and leave it at this. Yes. And maybe I would like to join them. I would like to, I think, join them. I can't join them right ahead, right? No, I can't. Boolean union then. Let's just see. And now it should be 1. And set 1 geometry there. And now it is calculating something. And yes, I thought so. You can't see shit again. And there we go. We are having something. I mean, it's interesting because there we are just having it on the very bottom of it. Cool, I guess. We might also do 1.5 there. No. That's good, I guess. No, that's not good. Ah, come on. Come on. I would really like to have a bit of a. Maybe, I mean, maybe we'll also leaving it like that. Maybe we'll leave it at that. I mean, it's basically some tessellation on some surface there. But I think it's fine. I think it is fine. Some other twisted boxes. We theoretically would need like something like that too. Where are we? The front. Let's have my smart track on. This should be the ground, does it? Let's see. I mean, I guess this is fine. It's absolutely not fine. Let's do this again. Polyline. Maybe the front wasn't the right thing to go by. Maybe this one isn't either. Maybe it's this. Let's see. Yeah, that looks good. So we are also having a twisted box curve. And so we are creating one curve. There we go. There we're having a twisted box. So I'm gonna bake this one on layer 2, probably. Let's see if it likes it. Should hopefully be fine. I do, but I hope that everything was seeable up to now. Because I cannot really tell. Is it? I don't really know. It's not seeable. Why can't you see this? Ah. Because I renamed it. Can this be the case? But you've seen the grasshopper thing. Ah, okay. Interesting. Now you can see it. I hope this wasn't too big of an issue up until now. Yes, there we go. So we are maybe doing it like this. Right. The only thing that I'm seeing there, tween through curves. We might actually. I mean, since this is a mesh, and maybe I'm gonna do another one right there too. Let's actually also bake this one on 3 or something. I don't know. Let's do another polyline up from there. And it should have there we go, and then we're doing the same thing, set one curve here, doing this also to 3, I guess it was, and now we might disable that for a second. So we're having these two now that I don't know if this makes any sense. Okay, I see. Let's just do that. I guess this and that. Okay, let's do Boolean Union then, as well with this one. So there should be one closed poly surface then, and this one too. So I guess let's tween those. Surface, tween consecutive surface. What is automatic network surface? Create a surface from an auto-sorted curve network. This sounds good. This actually sounds good, but not for now. Tween through a set of surfaces. Trimmed surface will be treated as untrimmed. Tween consecutive between a set of surfaces. Tween between two surfaces. I guess we're gonna take this one. Poly surface, can I? Or we're gonna use a prep then. Set one prep. And we're also gonna, is this? Yes. Gonna set one prep two. So we're having A and B. And please work, what are you saying? We could also, this might actually, I'm already having this deconstruct there. This might actually be interesting. Having the faces there. Because this should, I'm gonna save it now, right? Because this might generate a shitload of faces. And the faces from here. Okay, cool. It doesn't do that, which is nice, which is really nice. Factor, then refit, and then point sample. What I do not really know. Does this make sense as a factor? Okay, this is just between those two. It might be interesting to have one down there too, indeed. Polyline, let's go from here to there and choose this as my curve. Then I'm having this, and then I'm gonna re-enable that and bake it to 3 should be fine, I guess. 2, 3. Yes. Then I'm gonna choose all of that and do the Boolean union again. And I'm gonna get rid of this one. Set one prep. Also deconstructed. Right, and then we have not a twisted box. But I wanna tween consecutive, tween through curves, tween through a set of surfaces, trimmed surface. Yeah, maybe let's just take this one. Does this work if I just, push everything into here? I don't think so. Factor, normalized, equalize. Maybe let's just take another one. Twisted box, no. No, what am I doing? There we go. Through surfaces, I don't know. Maybe, can I create a list? Sublist, sort list, shift list, whatever list. As a list. I mean, I mean, it does the same. What is that? Loopback, degree, refit, and some other stuff. Normalized. Okay. This did not work as intended. But maybe let's try. No. Between two. What is this? No. I want a between two surfaces, so this one and this one, which then creates that thing there. Great. I do wanna have multiple ones though. I do wanna have multiple of these, just you know, an array of them. Between. I mean theoretically. Theoretically, what if I'm pushing this into a mesh? Okay, that's interesting. That is interesting. We might also, because I was hoping to generate something really interesting there. Is there some blend consecutive extrude mesh? No, Moxler, no. I mean, as far as I know, this should kind of work. In some way. I'm maybe gonna mirror cut things then in the ends just, you know, to make something. Between through surfaces. What is an average surface? Solve the arithmetic average for a set of surfaces. Let's try that one out. I wanna see what it does. Okay. So these are apparently the ones that are in common, if I'm not mistaken. I could Google really quickly. Puffer, fish, grasshopper, multiple queens. Optional point sample, match method, integer, repair by equally divided. Maybe I can, I probably should do this. Have a look at some tutorial really quickly. Because this should really be fine. Great that I can't see shit there. Thanks. What is this? Okay. I mean, maybe it's also, okay. So when we create a range for the factor, right, then we are creating a bunch of shit there. Apparently, that is amazing. Yes, domain steps, maybe 100? Let's just not go for 100, I guess. I mean, this is cool, I guess. It has something. It does something, at least. At least it does something. We might also have to quad remesh them and use it as a mesh. Or I'm just gonna have a quick look at how this was done, and I really hope that, yeah, my audio was off. Surface, curve, and the surface. And arrange there between two surfaces along a curve. I mean, since they're, I should probably mesh them. I think this would make things quad remesh. Yes, do your thing. And please don't take that long. Would be really nice. In the meantime, I think learning Grasshopper, probably also learning programming, is just such a good addition to whatever you're doing. I mean, if you're into architecture, yes, it kind of, quote unquote, obviously is a good idea. But I would also argue, I mean, I'm having a graphic design background, and I have thought very often now that, I mean, it would have been so great to know, also some geometries and then some stuff like that. But certain functions that I'm having in Rhino, like being able to connect two curves exactly, not in some shitty way, and also following the tangent and or following like the curvature and whatever. It is amazing. It really is. And this is definitely something that would be great for logos, for type designs, and for so many things. Also this ability to algorithmically create patterns using Grasshopper and mirroring things and cutting them really exactly and whatever. Very often it's just not needed, to be as precise. But I think that that often it is incredibly useful, or it would be incredibly useful. But it is what it is sometimes. I don't really know if I want to do that now. I don't really know if I wanna. I could press escape to polysurface. Two surfaces. Isn't there like append a set of which are disjoint to become a single poly surface even though they are not touching or joined. Okay. Mesh to poly surface, shell poly surface, a hollowed out thickened shell from a closed poly surface. That is actually a good one. Surface degree, surface spans, gets the subdomains for each span. Rebuild surface, rebuild surface to a given point count, degree or domain. Parametrize. Superimpose surface, poly count. Let's maybe create some meshes ourselves really quickly, because I do just really wanna see what it might be doing for us. Also in this exact point there, maybe even a bit thicker, I don't know. And one there. Maybe this one is gonna be quite a thick noodle. And then here, we. Isn't there like a. Okay. And we're gonna mesh tween blend two meshes? Tween two meshes. Maybe blending is also interesting. Anyway. We're gonna set one mesh and then we are gonna set the other mesh. One and two. And this is the result. And this is what I also thought would happen with With. And this is cool. Of course, it is more interesting if I was able to manipulate that in some way, but I think there is something. Displace mesh. There we go. Mesh, displaced mesh, and we're doing this. Can't I do that? Displaced. Okay. Can't I just create a mesh and then do it like this? No. What is this doing? Ah, okay. I see. What is this? This is a distance. So maybe we're gonna have one or nothing. Ah, okay. Yeah. It's doing something, I guess. This displacement is probably not the most interesting one. What I still want to try is the blend two meshes thing. So gonna have A and B and see what is happening. Input F. Okay. This could be quite useful as a way to connect certain things. This is kind of what I thought with this little post that I wanted to create there, and also the geometry itself. That I mean, this is quite useful then. Maybe with a max of 300 steps or something, and then using 200 for once and seeing what it. Okay. Maybe it's also just without a range. I mean, something is doing something. What is C? C is colored. Apparently, the range is quite good. Or the range is not good at all for anything. But yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna end the episode here. So, see you soon.